It's Rima Afternoons with Tom and Di.
Di, recently I was playing my guitar and I thought, here we go. So I got into it, but there was an issue. And all that came out was a very loud, distorted crackle. And it just made me stop and think, particularly when I realised today we were going to be talking about amplifying with Emily Tyler from the Devoted Collective. And Emily, it is great to have you back on the show. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Tom. Yeah, so, well, that's really interesting that you had that experience with your amplifier, because in simple terms, an amplifier will take a signal, it adds some energy to it, and it makes it louder and stronger. And so once that signal's been amplified, it then needs to be connected to a loudspeaker so that others can hear it. And as Christians, we are to live out loud so others can see and hear and experience and ultimately know Jesus. We are to amplify Jesus, to take his signal, his message, his love, his presence into the world and make it louder and stronger. And Jesus told those early Christians in Acts 1:8, he said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the end of the earth." So the power that we need to amplify Jesus doesn't come from within ourselves. It's an energy and power from the Holy Spirit with the express purpose of amplifying the message and love of Christ. Now, as you mentioned, Tom, sometimes an amplifier doesn't make a very nice noise.
Don't go quite according to plan.
And that happens when the amplifier is trying to make a noise louder than its capacity. It does create this distortion. And we all know distortion's not nice. It's a horrible noise. We want to turn it off. You want to cover your ears up. Now, there's a caution to us as Christians that we need to make sure we're not distorting Jesus when we go around trying to amplify him. Unfortunately, I've met far too many people who have been turned off to the idea of Jesus because once upon a time they met a Christian who had distorted Jesus's original signal and message. So how do we make sure that we're not distorting Jesus when we amplify him to the world? Well, we need to get better at letting the Holy Spirit provide the energy and power. We don't go out in our own strength and try and be Jesus all by ourselves. We let the Spirit take the lead, guide the steps, provide the words, give the grace, supply the love. It is his Spirit that will amplify Jesus in us. And then we are the speakers. We're that loudspeaker who then produces it and proclaims his name so others can hear an undistorted message. So I don't know where you are at today. I don't know what you've got coming up this week, but go and proclaim, go and love, go and live Jesus out loud. Let's amplify his name in a way that doesn't make it about us, but lets him have all the glory.
I love this. And, you know, it actually made me think of something I heard a little while back about, you know, knowing Jesus and living Jesus out. And that is actually reading about Jesus. We've got four gospels that we can read, that we can find out about how Jesus lived and loved. And I think, you know, if you're thinking, well, what would Jesus do in that situation? Well, rather than trying to figure out ourselves, we've got some gospels to help us out with that one.
So true.
Yeah. The other thing that occurs to me too is you talk about distorting the sound, but maybe people feel, oh, I can't be a speaker. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm weary. Yeah. I'm broken. How could God work through me? And I think the encouragement is he does, because he's God.
Yeah.
And he gets the glory, and never take for granted the fact that he does that through our brokenness. He continues to work and bringing healing to us, you know, as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, not to take that for granted.
Yeah, you only need to flick through the pages of scripture and you'll find person upon person who was broken and made mistakes and got it wrong, and God still used them to bring about his good news and the saving of the world.
Such a good reminder, Emily. Thank you so much for joining us once again in the studio. Really appreciate it. Of course, Emily Tyler from the Devoted Collective. If people want to find out more, Emily, best way to do it
is probably either on socials at the Devoted Collective or over on our website, which is thedevotedcollective.org.
Thanks again.